The 8th until the 14th of June 2026 is Diabetes Week, and I'm joined by Fiona and Alison from Diabetes Scotland. We're going to chat a little bit about the condition, the help and support that's out there. So tell me first of all, guys, a little bit about diabetes itself. It's not just a kind of a simple condition. There's all sorts of ramifications from this, like type 1, type 2 and associated kind of health issues as well.
Diabetes is when your body can't regulate blood sugar levels. And that's because either your body doesn't produce insulin or it doesn't produce enough insulin. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition, so you can't really prevent it. Type 2 to a certain extent is preventable, but there's lots of aspects of developing type 2 that you can't do anything about. So your ethnicity, your age, your genes. So basically, if you've got family members who've had type 2, it increases your chances of having that. And then there's loads of other types of diabetes that are less known. And there's more discovery going on about these other types of diabetes as we go on. And I should mention gestational diabetes. So this happens sometimes when women are pregnant. And having a diagnosis of gestational diabetes, or GDM as we abbreviate it to, makes you more likely to develop type 2 in the future. So it's really important that women who've had a GDM diagnosis go on to have annual checks after they've had the baby, just to try and prevent it, or try and take action to prevent them developing type 2.
You mentioned a genetic side of it there as well. Does lifestyle play a part in that, whether it's, you know, developing maybe type 2 diabetes or indeed managing the conditions as well?
Healthcare professionals do talk about lifestyle, and we have in the past, but we kind of try and avoid that term because it almost implies that people can stop it happening if they adjust their lifestyle. And that's increasingly not the case. So it does help if we can all manage our weight, manage the things we eat, and take regular exercise. But it's not always as straightforward as that. You know, we're all victims of the food industry, which has a lot to play with what we eat. Inequality also has a huge amount to play. If you're living in an area of greater deprivation, there's often not places where you can buy the healthy food that everybody would aspire to. So lifestyle is a word that's used, but I kind of have a lot of caution if I'm saying that.
I suppose part of Diabetes Week as well then must be about dispelling a lot of those myths, and indeed probably the stigma that people feel sometimes with the condition.
Stigma is the theme of our Diabetes Week, and over the last few years we've done so much research about stigma, and that's from various sources. So it can come from healthcare professionals, it can come from family, it can come from friends. There's a certain element of the interdiabetes community stigma, you know, so people feeling judgmental of each other. And self-stigma plays a part as well. So, you know, if you're constantly reading about type 2 being a lifestyle disease, and you think you're doing your best to try and exercise and eat healthy and you're doing everything and you're hearing all that, it can impact on mental health, and it can stop people seeking the checks and the treatment that they need to because they feel so stigmatised.
As Alison's already said, diabetes stigma is real for lots of people in lots of different walks of life. So 8 out of 10 people living with diabetes say that they've faced negative attitudes because of their diabetes. And that could be people passing judgment, making sweeping statements, blaming and shaming. And social media can often get a bad press, but it's a real opportunity. We will be using social media to really raise awareness of diabetes as a condition, but also to raise awareness of some of the myths that surround diabetes. Lots of people do manage through lifestyle changes or changing diet, etc., to put diabetes type 2 into remission. But that's not always possible. Even if people take those actions, that's not always possible. Good to get a shameless plug around Diabetes Awareness Week, but we will be in Glasgow and Edinburgh and Central Station and then Waverley Station doing that bit of awareness raising to let people know and giving signposting people to understanding their risk of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, but also giving them information about how they can support loved ones or colleagues or people in the community who are living with diabetes just by changing our behaviours. Sometimes there's a bit of what's seen as a joke of should you be eating that, or people living with diabetes shouldn't be eating sugar, or You know, so these are all myths that we really need to kind of educate people around.
The figures we're looking at just for Scotland, I think it's something over 400,000 people anyway at the moment have diabetes. That number is set to increase as well. So ever more important then to let people know about the support that's there and indeed ways to manage the condition as well.
At Diabetes Scotland, we support community groups and we have family groups across Scotland where people can access not just education and information, but also that peer support. Because in any walk of life, you know, if you're speaking to someone who is kind of going through the same thing as you and living with the same condition and experiencing some of the same challenges, there's nothing more powerful than having that peer support and someone who gets it. But obviously we here as a team and with our helpline, we are able to support those conversations as well.
We will be giving contact details a little bit later. I'm also going to just highlight while we're here, the RNIB Scotland has a fortnightly telephone group for people with diabetic retinopathy, a sight loss condition that can come with diabetes. Not just diabetes people have to worry about, but if they do have the condition, there are these other aspects they need to kind of look out for as well, not just diabetic retinopathy with the sight condition.
So that's why it's really, really important people have their annual checks. So their weight, their BMI, HbA1c checked, the feet checks, the eye checks, the kidney function and urine tests. It's really important that these are checked regularly to try and prevent things like retinopathy or foot disease developing. And just to link it back to the stigma, when I said that, you know, it stops people going for their checks sometimes, that is what we're hearing, that people are not going for these annual checks because they feel they're to blame for taking up medical professionals' time. So it's really important to try and overcome that stigma aspect and encourage people to go and get their annual checks. They're called the essential health checks. I would also encourage people, when they're thinking about their results and things, to sign up to My Diabetes My Way. So that's an NHS Scotland supported website, and it caters for people with different languages, different sensory issues. It's a very adaptable site and it links up to the diabetes database so they can get up-to-date information. And that's great at keeping on top of your results.
Diabetes Scotland are hosting a webinar on the 17th of June around type 2. So, you know, that might be something that people would want to tune into.
Thank you for reminding me, Fiona. How could I forget? Yeah, we're really grateful to have an expert panel for that webinar on the 17th. We have Professor Naveed Sitar, who is an expert in that field, and we'll have Laurie Isles, who's the Scottish Government advisor, and one of our supporters is going to be on there talking about his lived experience of diagnosis and putting the type 2 diabetes into remission.
Lots of resources, lots of help available, especially through Diabetes Week. But if people want to find out more about Diabetes Scotland, look for some help and support and advice there. What's the best way for them to do that?
Probably the best place to find information is on our website. And that's at diabetes.org.uk. We also have a diabetes shop where people can download free resources. We have a helpline number, which is 0345 123 2399, and the helpline is open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We have some youth groups who support people with type 1 diabetes, and we have volunteers called Young Leaders who are aged 16 to 25. All of them with type 1 diabetes, and they have just recently hosted two webinars, one for primary school staff and one for secondary school staff, and providing advice and support around supporting children in education with diabetes. So we can share the links to those as well for anyone who wants to tune in and listen to those webinars.
And if you'd like to find out more about RNIB Scotland's fortnightly telephone group, it is, of course, free of charge as well for those with diabetic retinopathy. You can email rnibscotland@rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Thanks to Alison and Fiona for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.